Now, I think the reason why people don't study the scriptures, I shared this in Bible study, is mainly because the approach is just informational. Do you have any informational books at home? Do those sit on shelves and collect dust? I'm thinking of encyclopedias or perhaps a dictionary, something like that. It's informational. If we thought the Bible was just information about an author, about history, about and the Bible has truth about those things, absolutely, that's not what I'm saying. But it's much deeper than that. It's about your identity, that nothing can be taken away from who God says you are, the one who created you. Now, what's happened in a lot of ways these days is something called identity theft. Identity theft. But I'm thinking of it in a different way this morning. Identity theft. You know, when my ancestors came to the United States maybe three or four generations ago, their last name was Lucky. Had that U German umlaut thing, you know, with the dots above the U. They were German and came over. And that's the way they said their name. But see, when they came into the processing place, and I don't know where it was, but imagine Ellis Island, something like that. As they came in, the person that was processing the information asked the story in my family is that they were asked what their name was, and they said, Lucky. And the officer wrote down on the piece of paper, Lucky. That person's going to be Lucky forever. We're going to make this easier. You know what's funny about that? And then my ancestor kind of fought and argued and said, no, it's not Lucky. It's Lucky. Get it right. And by that time, the officer was basically said, oh, I already wrote it down. That's the way it's going to be forever. Okay. There you go. And there are stories on my mom's side of the same story happening. Just in a matter of moments, someone came in and basically dictated their identity for the rest of their life. You know, a similar thing happens, I think, in this life. That so often other people slap a label or a category on us that we're supposed to be that identity. It could be a pastor, it could be a plumber, a teacher. Those are good identities that we have. It could be I'm the son of so-and-so or the daughter of so-and-so or the granddaughter of so-and-so. Those are good labels that people put on us. Those are good ones. But so often the labels that are put on, the identities that are placed upon us, are not so good. You can imagine what those are. But even things like, oh, she's a Democrat. Oh, he's a Republican. Oh, he's a Beaver fan. Oh, she's a Duck fan. My friends, we shouldn't grab identity based on what other people think. Or even what we think. The most important place to find our identity is from the one who created us and what he says we are. And I believe that if you go to the right person to form your identity and you follow through with those habits based upon that identity, life is its healthiest. And that's what happened with the Polgar family. They just believed that they'd be chess champions, and that's what happened. That's also what happened with Jesus Christ. You see, in the Mount of Transfiguration of Mark chapter 9, our text, God said, you are my son. Listen to him. And Jesus lived his whole life based upon that identity. My friends, you have a special identity. God has given it to you. If you are unsure about that, or if you need to reaffirm who you are, that's where studying Scripture can be an excellent habit for our life. May we seek out these words when we're wondering about what our true identity is. That's what they're there for. Let's pray about that this morning. Dear Lord, today we're thinking about identity, and sometimes we seek out not so good places to find out what that might be. Lord, give us a heart to seek your word, that we can be encouraged by what you say about us. That our joy and our future would be based upon what you say we are. We thank you for what you do call us, children, an amazing chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, a chosen people, your special possession. May we hold on to that identity today. In Jesus' name, amen.